Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Dalad, and we will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Mabeis, 7 lines from the bottom. The Gemara repeats what we learned in the Mishnah, where we learned the Prokim. Ben HaProkim, you could stop Shoyl B'pnei HaKovid at Umeshif. But what Reb Meir didn't say in the Mishnah was, who are you being Meshif to? Ask the Gemara, Meshiv Machmas Mai, who are you responding to? Ilema Bnei Covid, if we're going to say that you're responding to somebody who you have to have covered for, ask the Gemara, Hashta Mishal Shol, if you're allowed to initiate greeting him, Ahadurim Iboy, certainly you're allowed to respond to him. Ella, how will we learn the Mishnah? Shol Bnei Covid, initiating, you can only initiate Ben Aprokim to someone you have to give cover to, but responding, you can respond to anyone. Ask the Gemara, Eima Seifa. Let's continue learning the Mishnah. Again, when you emta prokim, the Mishnah said you could ask, and you could, and you can respond. Again, the question is, Meisha Machos Mai, who could you respond to? Ilay Mibnei Yira, if we're saying that you can respond to somebody who you need to fear, and as we quoted in our previous year, there's a machloikus, what does that mean? Does it mean somebody who you have to have moira midaraisa, ish oviv imaitaro, or rebbe? Or does it mean somebody who you fear that if you won't show him the respect, may harm you? Most Rishonim follow the second opinion. The definition of yira is somebody that if you don't show the respect, you could get harmed. So now the question is, Meshiv Machos Mai, who is the Meshiv in such a situation you may respond to? Ilayim Ibnei Yira, if we're talking about somebody you fear, so ask the Gemara, Hash the Mishal Shol, if you could initiate speaking to him, Ahadurim Iboy, is there a question you could respond to him? Ella, who are we speaking about? You could respond to somebody that's Ibn Ibnei HaKovet. But ask the Gemara, so now we have a very good understanding, it seems, of Ramea's opinion. But ask the Gemara, Haina Rabbi Yehuda, that it turns out Ramea and Rabbi Yehuda are really saying that exact same thing. That's now because we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, what's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Bem to Shoyl of Ne'ira, Bem to Aperik, you're allowed to be initiated from Ne'ira, or Meshav of Ne'a Covid, or Bishprokim, Bein Aprokim, Shoyl of Ne'a Covid, or Meshav Shalom, Luchal Adam. So then, what is the machloikus? Says the Gemara, Chsuri Mechs V'Hachitani. This is the way to understand Ramea's opinion. But Prokim Shalom Mnei HaKovid. Bein HaProkim, you're allowed to initiate Mnei HaKovid. Bein Tzarech Lem Shum Meshiv. And who may you respond to? Also to someone that you have to have covered for. Or Be'emtza. And Be'emtza HaPerek. The Halach according to Ramea. Both for Yira you could initiate and respond. Divrei Remeya. Yehuda Imer, however, Emtsa Perik Shoyim Upnei Yira or Meshiv Upnei Covid or Prokim Ben Prokim Shoyim Upnei Covid or Meshiv Shalom Luchal Adam. So it turns out that there's no machloikis between Remeya and Rabbi Yehuda regarding initiating. They both agree. In that situation, the machloikus is only in a situation of meshiv. That according to Ramea, bein haprokim, according to Ramea, you meshiv only bnei year of you meshiv respectively year and covered. And Rabbi Yehuda meshiv l'chol adam bein haprokim again. According to Ramea, you can be meshiv to anyone year of a covered, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could respond to anyone. Emtza perik. According to Ramea, you could only be Meshiv B'nei Yira, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could be Meshiv even B'nei HaKovet. But when it comes to initiating, it's all the same, both according to Ramea and Rabbi Yehuda. Furthermore, the Mefarshim explained, when our Mishnah says, when our Gemara says, Chsuri Mechs V'Hechsitani, it's different than many other places in Shas. In other places in Shas, the Mefarshim explained, the Chsuri Mechs V'Hechsitani means that we were lacking in being able to understand the Mishnah. Here, the Chesuri Mechzor HaChitonin is that the Mishnah is missing words, and based on those words, we know what the halacha will now. But now, after this Chesuri Mechzor HaChitonin, we actually know what the halacha is. There's a very interesting shaila as we're discussing for whom, when may you respond. So I saw a very interesting shaila. There was a parent who sent his son back to yeshiva, and he gave, as his parents do, he gave his child some food to take along when he came back to yeshiva. He then had a shaila on the kashrus of that food, took it to Rav, and Rav said that the meat is not kosher. The question is, he realizes that he didn't tell his son that the meat, the chicken that he has, may not be kosher. Does he have the right? And he remembers in the middle of Krishma that he made this error. Does he have a right in the middle of Krishma to interrupt his Krishma, to go inform his son that the food I sent you is not kosher? Or it's the middle of Krishma? So the Shasach was Panim Iris, Chelik Beis, Simin Mem Aleph, says, what happens, he talks about a very fundamental question. Somebody went to the store, went to a kosher butcher shop, bought meat, legitimately assuming that that meat is kosher, and then it discovers that the meat wasn't kosher. Is it considered as if he did it an Aveiro or not? So most Paiskim are of the opinion that it's considered an Aveira. It's the opinion of the Chassam Sofer. It's the opinion of Rebbe Yoshev Zatzal. So if the person who's going to eat the meat, that non-kosher meat, albeit with a very innocent mistake, the halacha is that you would seem you should tell him. But now the question is that indeed the case? And there's a raya from a very interesting Sefer Chassidim. Let's say someone's wife, Rachman Tzlan, Lo'eleinu V'lo'eleichem, is an Avelis, but she doesn't know that her parent or whomever passed away. She's also B'tashmish. Her husband, however, is aware. Is he allowed to do Tashmish with her? The halacha is that he may not. Even though it's not a perfect comparison, because they're the person who's doing the tashmish knows that he's doing an aveira. Here, the person who's going to eat the meat is not doing anything wrong. But there's a raya from a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Simet Tzadik, Sivkotin Pei Dalet, that let's say somebody's in a shul, and a child had an accident, and he had an accident, and the halacha is you're not allowed to daven there. But the other people who are davening aren't aware of that. The halacha is, the person, even if a person's in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, he's allowed to stop to tell the people who are davening, you may not continue davening. So we see that in order to avoid somebody doing an Aveira, you're allowed to do whatever it takes. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Namihachi, Hakara Shema. If somebody's saying the Shema, or Pogba Rabbi, he meets his Rebbe, or somebody who's greater than him, but prokim, if it's been a prokim shav b'nei kovid, v'ein tzarech lo mishum meishiv, or be'emtza, emtza perik shav b'nei yira, and as we said in yesterday's shir, at least try to get to the end of a pasuk, v'ein tzarech lo mishum meishiv, you could respond, divrei remeir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be'emtza shav b'nei yira, be'emtza perik, you could initiate b'nei yira, or meishiv b'nei kovid, or be'prokim, Ben Aprokim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shoel of Nea Kovid, Meshav Shoel Mechol Adam. Ask the Gemara, Boi Minei Achi Tana Debe Rav Chia Merav Chia. Behalal or Megillah. What's going to be Halacha by Chalal or Megillah? What's the Halacha Mashi Yafsik? Are you allowed to stop to greet somebody? Says the Gemara. We should really say, a Kavachoymer. Krishma, which is the Raisa, we were learning under certain circumstances in our Mishnah and our Gemara that the halacha is poisik, you could stop. Hal, which is a drabonon, meboy, is there any question? Or maybe you could make the argument that halal has in it the element of persumei nisa. And since halal has in it the element of persumei nisa, the halacha is that there you should make any hefsek. Amalei, so he answered, Paisek v'en b'kach klum. The halacha there is the same as by Krishma. However, the Mishnah Brura does teach us that even though we're learning now that an interruption in the middle of halal is equal to interruption in the middle of Krishma, that's only if you already said the bracha on the halal and you began the halal. But if you haven't, if you said the bracha on the halal, and before you can even say the halal, and the same goes with Megillah, you get an interruption, then the halacha would be that you have to repeat the bracha. It's also interesting to point out, and this is a very famous vort. The Gemara began with a question, halal u'megillah ma'ashi yafsik. What's the halacha in the middle of the halal, and what's the halacha in the middle of the Megillah? And then the Gemara only speaks about halal. What happened to speaking about Megillah? So the Mefarshim that suggest that Megillah is equal to halal, and the point of halal is persumei nisa, to tell everybody that the great neis, that's the point of halal as well. L'may nafkamina, because there's a very famous Me'iri, that the Me'iri teaches us that let's say someone is in a place where he has no Megillah available. The Me'iri wants to suggest that even though the Gemara says Masechta Megillah, we don't say halal on Purim. And the Gemara says because Kriyusa Zuhilula, reading the Megillah, we take care of halal, but that's maybe only in a situation where we have a Megillah. But maybe when we don't have a Megillah, you have to say halal. Amar Rabba, there are days in the year where we say whole halal on Yom Tovim, Chanukah, and there are days that we don't say the whole halal. Rosh Chodesh and the second day, and Chol Hamoed and the second days of Pesach. Says Rav, Yomim Sheyochid Goyim Benes Halal, on days where we say the whole halal, Ben Perik L'Perik Pesach, Ben HaProkim, we can be Pesach, Ben HaPerik, but Ben HaPerik, you can never be Pesach, as we learned by Krishma. V'yomish ena yochid goyim b'menes ha'halal, which, as we gave example, Rosh Chodesh, afil b'emtza perik paisik. The Mefarshim point out that when the Gemara calls it yochid ena yochid yomim, she'ena yochid goyim b'menes ha'halal, it's not to mean that the tzibur is goyim b'halal. Nobody's goyim b'halal. So why does Gemara say it this way? So Mefarshim say, is a very important lesson, that we would think that since this halal is less significant, we don't say the whole halal, and therefore since we don't say the whole halal, we maybe don't have to make a yochid say the halal at all, and the halacha should be maybe on such days, only a tzibur says halal, not the yochid. So the Gemara comes to teach us that even though we don't say the whole halal, but a yochid's still supposed to say halal. And what's the reason? Because it's persumei nisa. And the halacha I saw for a Moshe Shternberg Shlita, the Shas of Chuvas, Chuvas and Haggis, Chela Gimel, Simikuf Yud, the halacha is that halal should be said Yashmir L'Oznov. And he says an interesting halacha. He says that even though we learned that by Krishma, the halacha is, you're supposed to say, you're supposed to hear the Krishma you say. However, the halacha is, if you didn't hear what you said, you still yoytze mitzvah krishma. By halal, it's not that way. And by halal, saying it out loud is absolutely essential. He also says, so in general, we know there's a very big machloikus. If a bracha is recited on halal Rish Chodesh, essentially the minig of the Rambam, the minig of the Sfaradim, is when you don't say the whole halal, you don't make a bracha on that halal. Ashkenazim, who follow the opinion of the Ramah, do say a bracha even on halal that is said in Rosh Chodesh, it really is connected to the question if a bracha is recited on a minig. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in that tshuva, goes on to say a chiddush. He says, what are you supposed to think of when you say halal on Rosh Chodesh? He says, we know the halacha is that everything in the world is connected to the halacha. And the Gemara Masech Tetzuvah says, L'keil goymer alai. The Gemara says in Masech Tetzuvah that a girl who's less than 3 years old, if she has relations with a man, psuleh chayzrim, her psulim come back. So let's say this was in a month that she's already over 3 years old. But then Bezdin decides to make it into a leap year, and she's not therefore 3 years old. The halacha is, it depends on when Bezdin says it's Rosh Chodesh. So when we say halal on Rosh Chodesh, he says, we're supposed to think about this concept. We're supposed to think about this concept, how Rosh Chodesh and halal is all connected to the halacha. Eini, ask the Gemara, v'rabba bar shvo, ikal gabe de ravina, v'yamin she'ena yochid goyim ben esa halal hava. It was a day that they didn't say whole halal, and yet, v'lai posikli, Ravina did not interrupt his halal to greet him. So if we're saying that when you don't say the whole halal, it's less serious, why didn't he greet him? Answers the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Bashaba, the Lechoshel of the Ravina. He doesn't really consider that Choshev, that he should interrupt the halal. Bavnei Ashen Tana Debei Ravami Miravami. Hashori Mishtainis. If somebody is in the middle of a fast day, Mashi Yotayim. May he taste food. He's preparing food for after the fast. Can you taste the food if it's good? Says the Gemara, Achil V'shtir Kiyah B'lalai. We can make an argument that this person accepted upon himself that he's not going to eat and drink. V'aleka. And just tasting the food is not in that category. Adilma, perhaps what he accepted upon himself was Hanor Kibbalalei. He accepted upon himself that he won't have any pleasure from food. For Ikka, when he puts that food into his mouth. So the Rishonim tried to craft what is the discussion, when is the Shaila? So they say, certainly there is no discussion on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, that Te'ima is awesome. Furthermore, they all agree that what is the situation that the Gemara is speaking about? The Gemara is speaking about a situation where somebody was Mekabel Tainus. That's not really a fast day, but this person decided that he was going to be Mekabel Tainus. The question where we have a Machloikus, what about the other fast days, which are a fast day not because we're Mekabel Tainus, they're established fast days. What is the Gemara speaking about that situation as well? Says the Gemara, Amalei, Toyim, you're allowed to be Toyim, ve'ein b'kach klum. Because it's not, as the Mefarshim explained, Tosfos explained, it's not considered a real Hanoha. Tanya nami hochi, betamemes ein tuna brocha. If you're only tasting the food, you don't have to make a bracha rishoyna. V'arashori betanis, if somebody is in a fast day, toyim ve'ein b'kach klum. At kamis, how much food may you taste, and it should still be considered in the category of te'ima? Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, tama atshir revisa. Even if they ate up to a revisa food, the halacha is that that's still in the category of te'ima. Some explain that they put a full revisa in the mouth at one time. Others say that it doesn't mean that, and he was sure he's not going to swallow it. The others say what it means is it's that it's only talking regarding the halacha of te'ima. But regarding the halacha bracha, as soon as you intend to swallow or eat even the smallest amount, that's already considered that you're having hanor. And the halacha is that if in order to have, as soon as you have hanor, you're mechuyev to make a bracha rishayna. This Gemara is the basis, not that I'm in any way advocating this, but the Magen Avraham says, from here we see that if somebody smokes, so he's not really ingesting any food. And since he's not ingesting any food, the halacha is that he doesn't need to make a bracha if he's smoking. The Shari Tshuva discusses in Simen Tuf Kuf Samaches, Sif Katan Aleph, in the name of the Birka Yosef, if somebody accepted upon himself that this day will be a tainus, and he forgot, and he made a bracha, made a shakel, should he take a drink? Should he take a small bite in order to avoid a bracha of atala? Or should he, it's a tainus. He quotes the Nechba B'Kesef that says bracha of atala is more serious and he should take a little to eat or drink. The Shari Tshuva is not so clear, and he says that that if it's a tainus tzibur that everybody accepts upon himself, the difference that we gave a moment ago, he should say Baruch Shem Kvayim Mechus Loyalam Vod. On a tainus yochid, there the Shari Tshuva is a little more lenient, that he should try to avoid a bracha of atala. Another question. The halacha is, when you eat a new fruit for the first time, so besides making the bar priyates, you also make a shechiyanu. So what happens if somebody ate a fruit for the first time and he didn't say a shechiyanu? And now, can he make a shechiyanu the second time? So I saw Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says that on our Gemara, he says that our Gemara teaches us that a metaemes is considered somebody that's not considered eating. But as we mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Yud Sif Beis discuss, and that you don't have to make a shahakal, you don't have to make a bracha if you're only metaemes. But we'd say, what happens if you taste and you swallow? Do you have to make a bracha? Some say that you do have to make a bracha, because at that point you're ingesting food. And if you're ingesting food, you need to break a bracha. And some say you don't. So we see that even though you ingested food, it doesn't mean that it's considered that you ate. And therefore, he wants to suggest that according to the opinion that you don't make an interesting connection, that according to the opinion that eating doesn't mean eating always, so eating once doesn't mean that you finish your eating, and maybe you can make a shechiyanu the second time. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, kol noisin shalom l'chaveri, kodem shiyispalu, if somebody gives shalom to somebody else before you davened, kil osoboma. It's as if you made that person into a bomber. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Chidlul chemen adam asher nesham ba'apoy. Hold back from a person that's just a human being with breath in his nose. Ki v'meh nechshavu, al teke v'meh el bomber. V'shmul amah, chashavt l'zeh v'lo l'alaka. You're more concerned about the person than God. Ask the Gemara, Moser Rav Sheshes, we learned in our Mishnah, v'prokim shoyl m'bnei ha-kovid u'meshiv. So you see, that we're in the middle of Shema. Shema is before Shmon Esrei. And yet we see that under certain circumstances you could give Shalom. Answers the Gemara, Tegmar of Abba, when is the halacha that you're not allowed to greet somebody before davening? When you go specifically to his house and say Shalom. But if you meet the person in Shul and you say good morning, you didn't go to his house to say good morning. You happen to have met him in shul. That isn't considered that you were magdim shalom. Moreover, the Paiskim say, the Mishnah Berurah says, that it could be that this halacha is only when you said the word shalom. But if you didn't say the word shalom, you said good morning in English, it could be we're more lenient. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a person that you have to show respect to, a parent, a rebbe, it could be this halacha doesn't apply. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Idi Bar Oven, Amar Yitzchak bar Aishin. Also, Adam lasses chafarts of Kodem Shispal. You're not allowed to do any business before you daven. Shenemar, tzedek lefonav, yalech, v'yosnul derech palmav. First, do the tzedek, and then go to daven. And as I saw, beautiful pshat. Why you're not allowed to do business before you daven? Because the Jew who davens first, and then he goes out to business, he's showing that everything he does is really min hashamayim. Whereas the person who does business before he davens thinks that it's koichi v'oitzim yodi, it's I that make the right decisions, which of course is not true. V'amrav idi bar ovin, omrav yitzu bar aishin, kol mispal v'akach yoitzel derech, somebody who first davens and then goes out on his business trip, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oislech hafotzov, he will be successful. As the pasuk says, tzedek lefonov yalech, first do the tzedek, first do the davening, and then afterwards, v'yosem l'derech pomov, then you go, do your business. Says the Gemara, v'omrav yoyna, omrav zeyra, kol alon shivas yom b'loy chaloyim, if somebody sleeps for 7 days without having a dream, the halacha is nikra, he's considered a bad person. Shnema v'sheva yolin bal yipokeid, if he slept for 7 days without being spoken to from Hashem, v'sova yikra, v'al tikri sova el sheva. That if you slept for 7 days without having a dream, then it's a raya that you are a person that's ra. So I saw a beautiful pshat. What does it mean? What does it have to do sleeping 7 days? So I saw from Aaron Levine, the Reish Sharov, who says pshat like this. He says, during the whole week, person is very busy. And because he's very busy, he doesn't have time to think. He doesn't even have time to dream. Shabbos comes. Shabbos is a different day. It's a Yom Menucha. It's a day where a person is supposed to think, what is life all about? Says the Gemara. So the whole week passes like a dream. It flies. Shabbos is not supposed to be that way. Shabbos is the Yom Menucha. Shabbos is the day that you're supposed to think. So says the Gemara. Kol alon shiva yomim. If you let 7 days pass, that means you even on Shabbos, you even let Shabbos pass without thinking about what am I doing in the world, without the world just passing you by like a dream, then you have no excuse and you are nikra ra. Amalei Rav Acha Bereid Rav Chia Bar Abba. Hochi Amar Rav Chia Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol Masbi Atzman B'Torah V'Lon. Somebody who learns Torah and then he goes to sleep, Eime Vasanar Sapsuris Ross. That's the skula that he won't get bad news. Shenema V'Sova Yolin. If he's satiated with Divrei Torah, and then Yolin, he goes to sleep by Yipokerai. So we said in the Mishnah, and we started the Shia that way today, there's a difference between Emtsa Perek and Ben HaProkim. And the Mishnah identified El Ben HaProkim. Amar Avu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, Domen Ben HaLekechem LaEmes V'Yatzev LaYafsek. Under no circumstances, you shouldn't be mafsek between Emes and Yatzev. And as the Paiskim say, as much as we are sometimes lenient, Ben HaProkim, Be'emtsa Perek, here we're never lenient. Amar Rav Avu, Amar Rav Yochanan, my Tamid Rav Yehuda. What's the reason where Rav Yehuda takes this opinion? Because the pasuk says, "V'Hashem Elokim Emes." So now ask the Gemara. Somebody said Shema. He finished saying Hashem Elokim Eichem Emes. He waits for the Baal Tefillah to say it. Now the question is, when he starts after the Baal Tefillah finished the Shema, Chayz V'Emes? Does he repeat the word emes, or ain't a chayz v'ayim emes, or does he not repeat it? Amar Rav Avuah, Amar Rav Yochanan, chayz v'ayim emes. You say emes again. Why? Because you say emes before you say emes for Yatziv. Rav Amar ain't a chayz v'ayim emes. Says the Gemara, who the nachs kamei the Rava? Shamei Rabbi the Amar emes trei zimni. He heard him say emes twice, and he said Amar Rabba, call emes tafsalahai. This person seems to have a habit of just repeating the word emes. And as the Mefarshim explained, what is the basis of this machlokes? According to Rabbi Yochanan, emes is a chelik of the Kriyas Shema. And therefore, since emes is a chelik of the krishma, emes has a dual purpose. It's part of the krishma, and it's the part of the yatsiv, and you need to repeat it twice. Whereas the other mandama holds, emes is not part of the krishma, and it only needs to be said once. It shouldn't be said twice. Which this opens up a very important discussion. We know that Hashem Elokechem emes is repeated by the Baal Tefillah. He says it once quietly when he's saying Shema for himself, and then he says it again when he says it for the Tzibur. Why does he do that twice? Because by saying the three words Hashem Elokechem emes, by the end of Krishma, you equal Ramach 248, which equals the words, which is the amount of Avrim there are in a person. The question is, what happens if somebody's davening b'yichidus, and he's not going to hear Hashem Elokeichem Emes from the Baal Tefillah? Can he repeat those words? If you learn our Gemara, you shouldn't say Emes twice. But an argument can, so what should you do? So there's some that suggest that before you say Shema, you should say the words Kael Melech Neman, and that's how you'll have the three extra words, and that's how you'll achieve Ramach. The problem with that pshat is that by doing so, you're being mafsik, there's an interruption between the brocha of Abayich B'Am Yisrael B'Ahava and the Krishma, which you're not supposed to be mafsik. On the other hand, saying Hashem Elokechem Emes also brings its problems. So the Mechas Elazar, quote in Chelik Beis, Simon Nunches, quotes the Divrei Chaim, whose minig was to repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes. What do we do with our Gemara? So they say it's not really the same as our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, you're repeating that word Emes twice. But when you're not just repeating the word Emes twice, you're saying that entire chapter, those three words, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, that's different. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kamamal Yehoshmatzah. How wonderful is the following halacha that we learn? The Chiyosir of Shmu by Yehuda Omar, Amri b'Marova Arvis, that when they davened Mayriv, they said Shema. When it came to say the last paragraph, all they said was Davab Nei Yisrael, V'mat Aleichem, Ani Hashem Alekechem Emes. They didn't speak about the mitzvah tzitzis, because the mitzvah tzitzis is not relevant at night. Laila loves man tzitzis. Omalei Abayus, Abayus says, my mal yusa. Why are you saying that this was a wonderful halacha? V'om Rav Kahana, Om Rav, lo yaschel. You don't need to say the parasha of a yoimer by Krishma Shalarvis. However, v'm hischel, if you did say it, goimer, you should say the whole paragraph. So why over here are we saying you don't have to say the whole paragraph? V'chitem, and if you want to argue, by saying v'mat aleim, lo v'aschalo. That if you only said v'mat aleim, it's not considered as if you started. Ask the Gemara, how could you say so? V'omer Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Dabba Bnei Yisrael. If all you said was Dabba Bnei Yisrael, indeed, lo v'aschalo. But if you said v'mat aleim, v'aschalo. Amar Papa, k'savri b'marava. Obviously, in Marava, they were of the opinion that v'mat aleim, even if you say the pasuk v'amart aleihem, it's not considered an aschala. Add the omer, unless you said the word v'aslam tzitzis. Omer abaya, helkach, anan, schulim aschalinen. What do? We begin the third paragraph of a yoimer, the kamaschal marava, because that was the minig in Eretz Yisrael. However, we are machmer. The kivin that maschilinen, once we begin, migvin avgamrinen, we completed. Damarav kahana, amarav, as we just learned, lo yaschil, you need not start it by mayriv. However, mehischil, if you did, start. Goimer. Chibarav amar, amar, if somebody said, ani Hashem melekechem, tzorach loyma emes. Because ani Hashem melekechem, as we learned, always travels with emes. Loy amar ani Hashem melekechem, but if you didn't say Hashem melekechem, then there's no need to say the word emes. Only in the morning is emes part of the next bracha of emes v'yatzif. But by shachris, we don't have to. From here we see says the Bnei Yisachar, how much we have to go out of our way to follow the Menhagim that were established in Eretz Yisrael. But ask the Gemara, according to this, you didn't say the paragraph of a Yoimer. However, Boilet Kur Yitzias Mitzrayim, as we began this perek, don't we have to speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim at night? Answers the Gemara, the Amri Hachi. What they used to say is they didn't say Vayomer. What they used to say was, Moedem Nachtlucha Hashem Alakeinu, we thank you Hashem, Shetisonu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Uvdisonim Beis Avodim, Vosalonu Nisim Gvuras Alayom, you took us out of Mitzrayim from being slaves, did for us incredible Nisim, V'sharon Alokh, and we sang to you. The Mishnah went on to discuss, Reshub and Karchana, our Mishnah went on to discuss the order of what we say. Said the Rav Shuvah Kachalom Kav Parshas Shema Tanya Rav Shimon Ben Yochai Omer Bedinu Shiagna Shema Alvayim Shemaya. It makes sense that Shema should come before Yishmaya. Shazel Lumid, the pasuk, the parak of Shema teaches us that we have to learn. Vazel Lamin, and the next one teaches us that we have to teach. But you can't teach unless you learned. Vayim Shemaya V'Yomer Shazel Lumid. The Parsha Vahayim Shmai speaks about teaching Torah. And again, first you have to learn, you have to teach the Torah, and then you do the mitzvahs. Ask the Gemara, Ota Shema, Lilmoid Ispay? The Shema, does that first paragraph only speak about Lilmoid? Lelamed Ulasis, Lespay? Voksiv, in that paragraph it says, Vishinantam, which teaches us to teach, Vishinantam Vanecha. It speaks about Kshartam, about putting on the tefillin. It speaks about ksaftim, about having mezuzahs. V'su, v'hoi m'shemaya l'lamadhu de'espey, there's only teaching in that paragraph, or lasis lesboy, it doesn't speak about doing the mitzvahs, but that paragraph also speaks about v'ksiv, ukshartim, uksaftim, alhochakamah. This is the way to understand, says the Gemara. But then u'shetagdim shemal v'hoi m'shemaya, shezeh, the first paragraph has in it, l'lmoid, to learn, Lalame to teach, uvalasis and to do. Vayim Shemaya comes before the Yomer. Shezeh yesh boy lalame to teach velasois. Vayim boy, the Yomer, however, ain boy el lasis blavad. Ask the Gemara, why do we need this long brisa to explain the seder that we just discussed? V'tepelem de Rishu ben Karcha, why don't we follow the opinion of Rishu ben Karcha that we learned in our Mishnah that he gave us the order? Answers the Gemara, the way to understand the Braisa is as follows. Chodor, number one, the reason the parasha of Ahavta comes first is Kadeshi Kabbalah Lov Omach Shkayim Tchila. Yir Shemayim always comes first. Vakachi Kabbalah Lov Mitzvahs. And Oid, and there's another reason, the reason that we just learned, Mishum Despay Kohani Milech Renoisa, that we just discussed. Says the Gemara, Rab Moshe Yodi, Rab would get up in the morning, wash his hands, Kara Krishma, say Krishma, Vanach Tfilin, and then put on Tfilin, Vitzoli and Davin. Ask the Gemara, Veichavad Hachi, how could Rav do this? Didn't we learn? Hachoifa Kuch Lemeis Bekever, somebody who's digging a grave for Meis Rechmal and Slon, Potem Krishma, Menatfilin, and we call Mitzvah Samuris Betaira. Higi is man Krishma, oil of a night Liyodov, he should go out of the grave. So before we go further, Gemara asks a question. First we learned that the grave digger is potter from Krishma. And then it says, Chai, that is Chai from Krishma. Says the Gemara, that's not a kasha. Safe betray, we're talking about two people who are digging the grave. And if two people are digging the grave, and the way the Mefarshim explained, even though two people are digging the grave, but each one is only working one at a time. So if two people are digging, but one is digging and one is standing on the side. So the one that's standing on the side could say Krishma. Whereas the Rashi is talking about there's only one grave digger. So he's working constantly. And he's Oisik B'mitzvah, he doesn't say Krishma. Mikom Mokoyim Kash L'Rav. Because here it says that first they said Shema, and then they put on the tefillin. Answers the Gemara. He follows the opinion that always Olmach Shemaim, which is represented by saying Shema, comes first, and only afterwards oil mitzvahs.
ask the Gemara, when did Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha make a statement? That's when there was a question, what is the proper order of the parshis of Krishma? But did he ever suggest Kriya Lasiya Mishamadle? Did he ever suggest that you should say Shema before putting on tefillin? Vesu. Furthermore, asked the Gemara, Misavalei Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha, did Rav even agree with Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha's opinion? Vam Rav Chibar Ashi, Zimna Sagin have come in the Kamei de Rav. There were many times I was by Rav, Magdim, he would get up, or Moshe Yod, and wash his hands, or Mavarech, and say Birchas HaTorah, or Masnil on Pirkin, and then he would teach us a Shir, and then Manach Tefillin, Vada Kari Krishma. We see that Rav clearly taught us that teaching Torah, which is all mitzvahs, comes before Shema. V'chitayma, so you'll say that's not a question, because that episode that the Gemara is quoting about Rav is talking about a situation, but the Leimot is Ma Krishma, where does Ma Krishma hasn't come yet. So therefore, does Ma Krishma hasn't come yet, so that's why we're allowed to learn before Krishma. But if does Ma Krishma would have come, maybe the halacha would be you're not allowed to learn. Says the Gemara, if that's the case that he was referring to, Imkein Ma'isadisa de Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, what's he teaching us? Says the Gemara, there is a chiddush. Fuki man the Omer, the Mishnah in Tzarech Levarich. He wants to teach us that we learned that maybe for learning Mishnayis, you need not make Birchas HaTorah. Kamash Malon. So here he's teaching us Daf Le Mishnah Nami Tzarech Levarich. Mikom Akoim Kash L'Rav. But we still have a question. The question is, how did Rav say, how did Rav say Shema before putting on tefillin? Says the Gemara, the situation was with Shluch HaDavis. He had waited for the Shliach to bring him the tefillin, and the Shliach didn't bring him the tefillin. And his man Krishma was going to pass. So that's why he said Krishma before the tefillin. Amu Ula, and therefore the Gemara says, Kalakar Krishma below tefillin. Somebody says Krishma without tefillin, kill made Eidu Sheker Ba'atzmai. It's as if he's saying false testimony. Because in the Krishma we speak about the tefillin, and where are your tefillin? Amr Chibar Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Kile Ikriv Oil B'lai Mincha. We know when a carbon is brought, you have to bring the Sochim, the Zevach B'lai Nesochim. So what's the Gemara trying to add, asked the Mepharshim, by saying Kile Ikriv Zevach B'lai Nesochim? So Mepharshim answer, we learned that the Gemara teaches us, maybe in Masechta Zvachim, maybe Adam Karbona Hayoim, V'Nesochav La'achaz Man. So we see from here that you could bring Nesachim later, as long as you intend to bring the Nesachim. So if you are an individual who intends to bring, to put on the tefillin that day, even though you're not wearing the tefillin, you're not actually wearing the tefillin when you began saying Krishma, if it is your intent, Paskins de Lavush, to put on tefillin that day, it's like the person who intends to ultimately bring the Nesachim, and you are Yoytze the Mitzvah. Another interesting question. The Gemara says, why is it so critical for somebody to wear tefillin when he's saying Krishma? Because in the parasha of Krishma, we speak about the tefillin. And how could it be that you're speaking about the tefillin and you're not wearing the tefillin? So I saw Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses, and what's going to be if you don't have a mezuzah on the door? Can you say Krishma? In the parasha of Krishma, we speak about the mezuzah. And therefore, he wants to suggest if it's possible to have a mezuzah and still be able to recite Krishma, then you should maybe do it. But normally, there's an issue of Oisba Mitzvah, Potamana Mitzvah. Why are you saying Krishma? You can't put up a mezuzah.